Purchasing rules, changes and an update on equipment and modification services, EMS. Producer's note, this document shows the logo of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, and QR code for the Faikaha New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 4th of April 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash and then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Purchasing rules, changes and an update on equipment and modification services, EMS. From Monday the 18th of March, Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People is making changes to its purchasing rules and equipment and modification services, EMS. This is to ensure that people who have the highest priority for EMS receive it first. The changes will remain in place until we have completed work with disabled people, Tangata Faikaha Māori and whānau to develop long-term settings, which will ensure our funding is being spent where it is most needed. Faikaha commissions disability support services for almost 50,000 people and funds equipment and home and vehicle modifications for approximately 100,000 people through EMS. We have been facing increased demand for support, some of which is not related to supporting those with a disability themselves. So, these changes allow us to pause and to work with our disability community to develop criteria for flexible funding going forward. We acknowledge that this has caused concern and been difficult for our community, disabled people, their families, whānau, and family carers. Changes to purchasing rules. The purchasing rules describe what disability support funding can be used to buy, when using individualized funding, enhanced individualized funding, choice in community living, personal budgets or carer support. Changes to the purchasing rules does not reduce the amount of funding that is allocated to disabled people or carers. You can find and download the purchasing rules on our purchasing guidance webpage at aicoms.nz/5610. What happens if a person has already made a purchase and it is no longer allowed under the new rules? We recognize that some people may have incurred expenses before the 18th of March 2024 that would now no longer fall within the purchasing rules. However, there is a grace period up until the 29th of March 2024, where claims that fall within the previous purchasing rules can be submitted for payment. Those expenses must be claimed by the 12th of April 2024. All claims that fall within this grace period will be processed up until the 12th of April 2024. It will be helpful to provide as much detail as possible showing the date of purchase or quote. Equipment and Modification Services, EMS. Equipment and Modification Services, EMS, assist disabled people and Tangata Faikaha Māori to live as independently and safely as possible. Equipment such as wheelchairs, customized standing frames, customized seating systems, adjustable beds, communication devices, and housing and motor vehicle modifications for disabled people are included in EMS. Faikaha is working with equipment and modification assessors and allied health teams to put in place prioritization measures. This will ensure that people who have the highest priority for EMS receive it first. What types of travel are funded or not funded? Domestic travel refers to the costs of traveling between cities or regions to, for example, go on a break. These costs can no longer be paid from your flexible funding. Travel to and from school is funded by the Specialized School Transport Assistance, SESTA, caicoms.nz/0693. Local transport may also be partly funded by other agencies through the Total Mobility Scheme, caicoms.nz/9894. NZTA and regional councils subsidize the costs of local transport for eligible people in many cities, which we understand includes many disabled people. Our expectation is that these subsidies are accessed before considering the use of disability support funding to pay for local travel, which is independent of a support worker. Expenses that are a necessary part of providing support may include the costs a support worker incurs when taking a disabled person to go to the supermarket or engage in other activities outside the home. These costs can continue to be met from your flexible funding. In-between travel refers to the time and travel costs that support workers incur when they are traveling from one client to another, as part of working for the same employer. In-between travel does not generally apply in individualized funding. Please contact your host for questions about specific proposed uses of funding. More information and Q&As. The purchasing rules, examples of the rules in action and helpful links can be found at aicoms.nz/5610. You can find our frequently asked questions, which will be updated regularly at aicoms.nz/9923. This information is currently not available in alternate formats. Equipment and Modification Services webpage at Equipment and Modification Services, Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People at aicoms.nz/8681. Carer Support webpage at Carer Support, Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People at aicoms.nz/2805. Next steps, Faikaha will work with the disability community on medium and longer term plans that strengthen and ensure the financial sustainability of the disability support system. We need to develop the criteria to ensure that support goes to those most in need. We will do this in consultation with the community over the coming months. How to contact Faikaha? If you want to get in touch, you can. Email contact@faikaha.govt.nz. Visit our website at www.faikaha.govt.nz/contact-us/. Phone 0800 566 601. Text 4206. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. New Zealand Relay is a telecommunications service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. www.nzrelay.co.nz. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 4th of April 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicoms.co.nz. Website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.